If you washed something which wasn't sulfurized, it might
shrink.
Yesterday it
shrank.
And it has
shrunk.
Okay. And if a girl likes to put on fancy clothes all the time, you'd say she likes to
dress up.
Would you use the same thing for a man?
Sure.
Did you ever hear a man who likes to dress up called a jelly bean?
No.
Okay. How about a term for a girl who likes to put on makeup?
I would say she's made up. Or I suppose she wears a lot of makeup.
Okay. A small leather container that a woman might carry just for coins with a clasp.
Call that a pocketbook.
Okay. Any other terms for pocketbook?
A small one like that. Coin pouch. I suppose you could call it a purse. A billfold doesn't snap, it just folds. Mm-hmm. Bills. Wallet.
All right. What does a woman, not a watch, but wear around her wrist?
A bracelet.
And around her neck?
A necklace.
Suppose it were a lot of little things strung up together, that would be?
Pearls?
Or?
Jewels?
Well, they weren't, say that it might be wooden.
Oh, are you looking for another name other than necklace for such a thing?
Mm-hmm.
A choker. That's what a man wears. I don't know what other word for it.
Well, talking about the pearls, if you didn't just say she was wearing pearls, would you say a string of pearls or a strand of pearls?
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah, a string of. Mm-hmm. I'd say a string.
Suppose it were beads, what would you say?
She's wearing a string of beads.
All right. You would never say pair of beads.
Or what is the word two of them, I suppose?
Oh, that's in Chaucer, by the way. The prioress was wearing a pair of beads.
No, I didn't. Mm-hmm.
What does a man wear to hold up his trousers?
Either suspenders or a belt.
Okay. Do you know an older word for suspenders?
I might, but I'd have to hear it.
Galluses.
Nope.
Okay. And when it rains, you hold over you?
An umbrella.
Any other terms for that?
Well, I suppose if it was slightly different, you can wear a parasol, but that's usually for 19th century English ladies, one thinks.
Mm-hmm. Is that against the rain, or would that be for the sun?
I usually think of a parasol as parasol against the sun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. For a rain, an umbrella?
Okay.
That's it.
Then, making up a bed, what would be the last thing that you would put on it?
Spread.
Okay. Any other term?
Well, you might put, it's not another term, another object, you might spread a comforter on top.
What's that?
A comforter.
What is a comforter?
It's usually a quilt, a thick quilt.
Is it the same comforter and quilt?
Not necessarily. A comforter, at least I would use comforter for... For example, something that's full of animal feathers,
mm-hmm.
feathers of some sort, which was not necessarily quilted,
mm-hmm.
in the sense of, I think, a quilt worked more as something kind of patched.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Did you ever hear of a counterpane or counterpin?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you put your head on the bed?
A pillow.
Did you ever see one that was about twice as long as a regular pillow?
Circular in shape?
I'm not really sure.
So sausage-like in shape?
I think so, yes.
Yeah, I've seen that only in Europe. And I've seen them in places here, but I don't have a name for them.
Are you familiar with bolster?
Yes, I've heard the term.
But you wouldn't associate it necessarily with that?
Okay. No.
Well, you might say of this bolster or whatever it is, it doesn't go just partway across the bed, it goes...
All the way.
Good. If you didn't have enough beds and were having a lot of company, what might you make up on the floor?
What did I make up on the floor? You can't say bedrolls. Well, spare beds, I don't know.
Would you know the term pallet?
Not in that sense.
What is a pallet, then?
A stretcher.
Oh, okay. These are about types of land. A farmer might say, I expect a big crop from this... We expect a big crop from this field because the soil is very